Hello, everyone. This is a podcast to review some of the things that we need to think about when we transcribe songs into proto notation and also musical notation. So the homework that's due next class, I'm asking you to listen to two folk songs. And these songs are actually on the CD that comes with the textbook. If your textbook's not here yet, I also provided a link so you can stream it online. You're going to listen to these songs and you're going to transcribe them in proto notation and also in musical notation. So the first thing you need to do is listen to them. These songs have a drum in the background that provides the beat, so you need to sing to listen to it first, tap the beat, and then memorize it so you can sing it back. This is exactly the same procedure that we've done in class. This will help you sort of internalize that song and be able to write it back out from memory. And that's what we're trying to do in this part of the class. So after you've sang it back, you should also sing it and clap the beat. And you can also try to sing it and clap the rhythm as well, and try to do those two types, either clapping the beat or clapping the rhythm. And if you're really adventurous, you can try to do both at the same time, left hand with the beat, right hand with the rhythm. Next, you're going to use the worksheet. I've given you the same grid that we've used before. I have evenly spaced dots for you to put your vertical marks that you will use to notate the beat. And I've also given an example of the first four beats of Gallo's Pole so you can see what it should look like. Please follow this and write out the notes and the words where they're supposed to be. So after you've written out all the beats, you're going to listen to the song, try to sing it back, and determine what the rhythm is. So for example, the first four beats of Hangman of Gallo's Pole, goes Hangman, Hangman, slow down. Okay, there are four beats. And I realized that the first beat, it has two syllables in it, Hangman, right? So that's why I had two slashes. Same thing for the second beat. But then slow, the word slow, lasts one whole beat. And you'll hear that when you're singing it back, it lasts longer than, say, the word hang. Hangman, Hangman, slow down. Okay? So appropriately, when you're singing the word slow down, the music also slows down. So after you've determine the rhythm, write out the horizontal lines to determine to notate the rhythm. Next, you're going to convert it into musical notation. Here, I'm asking you to do it with the quarter note to represent the length of a beat. So you'll see that all the notes that last one whole beat, for example, the word slow, that word is transcribed as one quarter note. Whereas hangman, which are two notes to one beat, that's transcribed as two eighth notes, because two eighth notes together equals a quarter note. Or in other words, a quarter note divided in half would be an eighth note. So after you've done all that, you should be able to transcribe both songs. Just a word of caution, when you're trying to tap this beat along with singing the song, I would urge you to not try to tap along with the words that you're singing. You should really try to tap along the beat, okay? And I've mentioned this to a few people already in last week's class. I'm suggesting that you use your pencil to follow along the beat marks that you have on the street. So for each beat, you're gonna move your pencil to the next beat mark so you can follow along. And you should do that with the beat. So, for example, hangman, hangman, slow down, okay? You should have tapped four times along with the beat. Hangman, hangman, slow down, like that, and follow along in the paper. Because this is the only way that you can reliably compare the rhythm that you're singing with the beat, okay? And that's what we're trying to do. So, have a go at it and see how you make out, okay?